Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thanks so much for your time, as always, on a Saturday afternoon. Now, the Tour de France, what's the latest there?
Well, it's nearly over. Today, Pogacar, the Slovenian, has dominated the Tour like I haven't seen for many years, and it's been a really good Tour. Very, very interesting Tour. There's been some huge performances by a lot of different people. One of the main ones is Mark Cavendish, the British rider, who hasn't won a race for 6 years, dominating the green jersey and the sprints classification at 36 years of age, Daniel. That's quite an amazing performance.
I know you said on the wake-up call with Robbo and Steve that a lot of people around that age would have retired from racing, at least, or at least looking at retiring, and he just seems to be getting strength from strength, keep going strength to strength.
Yeah, he's going better than he used to 10 years ago, yeah. I reckon, that's being honest. It's a good performance for someone 36. And also in there, just out of the top, well, might be in the top 10, Alejandro Valverde, who's a supreme champion, a Spanish rider, former world champion. He's in the Tour de France at 42 years of age, and he's in the top few in every mountain climb, in the top six in the mountain climbs. It's amazing at 42. But also, you got to take your hat off to Chris Froome. He's still out there having a crack. The former four times winner of the Tour, who had massive leg injuries 2 years ago and was going to, they thought, would never ride again. And he's battling on. He's proving to everybody that he's still in cycling, and he's trying to get back to eventually be competitive in cycling again. Whether he'll win the Tour, I doubt it, ever. Again, but he's still out there having a go, Chris Froome.
Yep, absolutely. There's a lot of people that would have given up, but no, keep going, that's for sure. Jack Haig, sadly, out of the Olympics.
Yeah, very, very sad. Jack had a big crash in the Tour, of course, when he was coming in sixth place and getting fourth in one of the earlier stages. And he had an operation on his shoulder, but it hasn't come up to, specifications to race yet, so that he's pulled himself out of the Olympics. So it's a slow-healing injury. So he was one of our big Aussie hopes in the Tour, and it's a bit sad, but yeah. We've got another, and, local representation would have been fantastic in the Olympics. And anyway, Jack will only get bigger and better from this, and very, very sad for him. But there's another Aussie doing very well in the Tour. A friend of Jack Hague's, the young Ben O'Connor from Fremantle in Western Australia. Yep. He's looking like he's going to finish in the top four or five. So the Aussies are still up there.
They're in with a chance. So Noel Sands, our cycling expert, joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Bendigo Juniors, they had a road tour at Eildon.
They did. A lot of Bendigo kids went over to that one, Daniel, and I think it was pretty trying conditions over at Eildon. It's always cold and wet over there. Lovely place, beautiful in the hills. And a young girl, some of these names we haven't mentioned before because they're only little kids, except for one, Belinda Bailey. She's an established junior now. She was on the podium. Belinda did very well. But young Hope Arnetti, a youngster with a big future, she won her classification getting on top of the podium. Young Archie Powell, who's his granddad is Tony Hughes, a big cycling star in Bendigo. Archie got on the podium, and also young Maddie Douglas from Bendigo getting on the podium. So congratulations to those four juniors getting on the podium at the Eildon Junior Tour.
Huge congratulations, I agree. And finally, Noel, I know you did some commentary in Shepparton. I know when we spoke last time, we probably the only advice we gave each other was take the thermals and try and stay warm. How did it go at the cyclocross?
That was really good, Daniel. You'd like to hear how many clothes I had on. You'd be amazed at this.
I can imagine, but
I don't often stand outdoors at 9:30 at night just outside my house and see how cold it is. But anyway, so I was standing outside in the middle of the Shepparton Velodrome with the microphone, and I had on, this is seriously, I had on a singlet, a T-shirt, a jumper, a heated Makita jacket, and then I had on a snow coat, jeans, snow pants, a pair of gloves, and two beanies.
Oh, so it was summer conditions then.
Yeah. Anyway, no, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. It was fantastic. They got good amenities over at Shepparton. It was in the middle of the Velodrome, yeah. And it kept going out of the Velodrome and around the BMX track. They got a world-class BMX track over at Shepparton. It was quite exciting. They had obstacles. They had to go through mud, and they had to go through, like, sand pits and over obstacles. It was really, really good. I've probably never, I haven't been to a cyclocross before, but I'll go back to another one. I really enjoyed it.
Sounds like a whole lot of fun. And as long as you tried to stay warm, but by the sounds of it, you definitely did that.
I did. I think I won the battle of staying warm, but it was cold.
I can imagine. Hey, Noel, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Thank you, Daniel. Have a great day.
And to you as well. It is Gold Central Victoria.